StoryCorps is made possible through funding from the Atlantic Philanthropies, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and most importantly, through the support of participants and listeners like you nationwide. You can support StoryCorps by visiting our website, storycorps.org.
Welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. This week, we launched a new initiative to collect the stories of Latinos. It's called StoryCorps Historias, and for the next year, interviews will be recorded throughout the country, like this one. Jose Cruz was born in the Dominican Republic. He grew up in Santo Domingo's Villa Juana neighborhood. In the late 1950s, Cruz's mother left their home to find work in the U.S. Cruz stayed behind. Here, he tells his daughter about his mom and the time he spent waiting to be reunited.
My mother told me that I was the cutest thing in Villa Juana. She called me Chichi. She said, Chichi, tú eres lo más lindo de Villa Juana. And she would give me a big kiss. And I would go to school with this big stamp of red lipstick on my forehead. So she built a self-confidence in me that no one could ever, like, take away. And I was 6 years old when she left for New York City. And I remember my uncle said, you're going to cry when your mom leaves. And I said, I'm not going to cry, but I think I've been crying ever since. My mother wrote often about what she was experiencing here in New York City. And as a child, I used to look at those postcards my mother would send. Mm-hmm. I always imagined that I would live in those postcards. So when I heard that I was coming to New York, I was in seventh grade, and I thought I was going to be living in the Empire State Building. But we lived in West Harlem. And instead of living in the Empire State Building, we lived in a basement with the front windows looking into a space where people put their garbage. But at the same time, I finally was living with my mother, and I felt so good. I would say that, without a doubt, she has been the most influential person in my life.
Based on that, are there any words of wisdom you'd like to pass along?
Well, I would just say something that my mother told me once. She said, you know, Chichi, I don't want you to be the smartest kid. Just do your best, and I will always be proud of you, and I will always love you.
Thank you.
Wow, Grace, I am so happy that we have been able to have this conversation.
Thank you.
Be beautiful.
That's Jose Cruz with his daughter Grace in New York City. See photos of them and listen to hundreds of other stories from the project at StoryCorps.org. To learn more about our new Historias initiative, visit StoryCorpsHistorias.org. This is Katie Simon for the StoryCorps podcast. Thanks for listening. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. All StoryCorps interviews are housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And you can hear StoryCorps on the radio, monthly on NPR's Latino USA, and every Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Learn more about the project, including how to make a reservation for your own interview at StoryCorps.org.